All right, okay, let's get this show on the road then, eh? All right, so today is November 8th, 2017, and we just finished watching SEAL Team Season 1, Episode 6, after a one-week hiatus.
Yeah. Which that was a bummer because of a fucking baseball game. Bummer. Okay, the only thing worse than SEAL Team is not watching SEAL Team because of baseball.
There's worse things than that.
Baseball is the SEAL Team of sports.
Baseball? What?
How's that? I don't know, just a crappy sport.
I think there's a lot of strategy and, I think baseball is a better sport than... Like hockey.
I enjoy watching baseball.
Like on the TV?
Yeah.
Oh, I could watch it live maybe because you're out and kind of drinking beers and not having to watch it because nothing happens.
I feel like it's slower. But I could not watch it
on TV. It's one of the only sports I enjoy watching on TV, or at least if it's I wouldn't actively go out to watch it, but if it's on or my dad's watching it, I enjoy watching it.
Huh. So are you telling me that you enjoy SEAL Team?
No.
You know what? There were a few moments this episode that I was maybe this show is
They were feeding into the storyline, and there's there's some intrigue for sure.
Well, I know that I would like an update on how SEAL Team is
Adam, do you have those numbers?
Tonight's episode.
How did it do last week? How did last week's episode do?
Well, just wait and I'll answer all your questions.
I'd like to know how last week's
episode. Tonight's episode features four separate writers, which doesn't seem like a good idea. It also features the first female director for the series in Melanie Mayron. And that's kind of interesting because, I felt that this was a very story-focused episode. Do you think that they pulled in a female to get that womanly empathy touch going on?
I started to tear up a bit later in that. Yeah, so yeah. We'll get to that.
I got a different vibe though. I noticed there was a lot of close-ups, and more so than in the other episodes, and a lot of especially during some of those planning scenes, fast takes of close-ups of reaction shots, really close up, and so maybe that was her.
What is that person thinking?
I don't know. I guess maybe that's just the director's style, or they're going for some kind of style there.
So Melanie Mayron, do we give thumbs up or thumbs down for direction?
I thought
the script.
Okay. Well, last episode was directed by Ian Toynton. And it kept up the ever lower rating slide. So 1% of TVs watched with 4% of all active TVs. And I believe it was still 1.2 and 5 last time. But the total viewers dropped by 200,000.
That had to do with...
to 6.92 million.
14 million people watched the rerun. No, not last week, but the week before, episode 5.
There was baseball on as well.
Yeah, there was... The World Series was airing and it had the most viewers of anything, and so all shows dropped in ratings. And then last week they just didn't air it, and it was a last minute decision.
It'll be interesting to see what this gets and if they're baseball games.
Yeah, I don't think that baseball had anything to do with it because I guess maybe 200,000 SEAL Team viewers don't like baseball, but that doesn't. I would say there's a major crossover with their fan base.
Yeah, there's a huge crossover.
Episode 5 didn't get on the torrent charts again, so I think that SEAL Team is a failure on,
Well, at least we're going to get 22 episodes,
right? We're following everyone on Instagram that I possibly could find to follow, and... they often have behind the scenes sort of footage in their Instagram stories. And I think, so initially there was a 6 episode order and then they got the full order for 22 episodes. And we just watched episode 6. And I think they only filmed this episode like a week ago.
Oh, no, I remember seeing that breaching scene as a trailer like quite a while ago.
I think it's quite likely that they filmed 6 episodes, but they won't be shown in order. Like, with, they'll do like filler episodes in the middle between them and shit like that.
Or maybe they only released the behind the scenes footage, not live on Instagram, even though it looks live.
Maybe they're trying to stay topical, like South Park.
Yeah.
Because, like, this episode was, like, very kind of, but, like, everything's kind of topical these days. Like, there's always something happening everywhere all the time in the news cycle, I guess.
But I do think that's how network shows work, is they generally film week to week. Like, it's only, like, a week or two before it airs that they film it. In, whereas, like, the cable shows, will the whole season will be done before they air it a lot of the time. What do you think, Richard?
I actually have no idea what you guys are talking about. I completely tuned out.
What are you doing?
I think that's what actually happens most of the time, is I just tune out.
Are you clicking around?
Are you clicking around over there?
No, I'm just sitting here with my pen, twisting it.
You're just staring off into, like, a blank void.
Yeah.
Let's start talking about the show.
The episode opens up in Saudi Arabia, right, with a goat herder.
Yes.
Because, like, if there's anything in Saudi Arabia, there's a goat herder.
I understand that you're still in touch with his wife and child. Particularly attractive Western females.
Big problem, Big Chief.
That was racist. That sounds racist to me. How about you?
Wasn't like the last episode or the episode before that opened up with goat herders?
It was kids hunting near a cattle ranch.
Right. It was a couple episodes ago.
Because
last episode they were in Africa. Okay, so, and he, like, falls back and puts the GPS on the guy.
Yeah, he's sweet.
He's got, like, moves as good as Ray. Like, maybe a little bit better than Ray.
With the shoe tying.
With the shoe tying.
That scene, I was like, oh, who's going to be the bad guy? Like, which one?
Mm.
And it turns out the people in the car were the...
They were the rich assholes who wouldn't give him any water. Yeah. Oh, who's the bad guy?
I thought that when you're planting GPSs, I don't know.
I thought the same as Margaret. I thought that the guys stopping them were going to be the bad guys.
No, but as soon as they wouldn't give them water, obviously, like, what kind of an asshole, like no, right, you can't
that,
have any water.
So I thought it was going to be interesting because I thought that they were big jerks, but then could he also be a bad guy?
So you're expecting this show to be interesting?
Yeah, I thought that they would both be, like, bad guys.
At first, before their interaction, I was expecting an ambush, which I guess it kind of was. Mm-hmm. It was definitely, like, a sly ambush.
Yeah, like, if he's working with the, like, Americans or whatever, he could have just killed those dudes, like, I don't know.
I think he was just tracking them. Maybe he had no idea, like, who that guy was necessarily.
I thought dudes were just going to kill him, Hollywood style. The rich guy was just going to get out of the car and off him. Like, that's the way that I felt about those guys from the beginning, that they were just going to kill that goat herder.
Yeah.
I thought the goats were going to kill all of them. And it would be like a goat uprising, and then the seals had to go up against the goats, seal versus goat kind of thing.
I thought it was going to be some kind of goat explosion trap.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Trap gas inside the goat.
So, sure. Then we cut to, like, the cafeteria, where we now have confirmation that Brian is no longer with us.
And Spencer is so sad.
And Beardo is laughing at Brian's death.
Oh, yeah. Beardo was being a dick, I guess.
Yeah.
He just said it's part of the education.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
This happens. People die. Friends die. Teammates die. Like,
yeah. But did you hear the trash canistan?
Yeah, trash canistan. Yeah, which was just... Like, yeah, that's inappropriate.
Beardo, yeah. Beardo was cracking wise hard in this episode.
Two tours of Trash Canistan.
Oh,
yeah, he's definitely the comic relief.
And he is definitely the guy who's, like, not PC sort of thing. Like, he says non-PC.
He can say what they really think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a big trash can of a country.
But Jason is the main one who's shitting on Spence for being a puss. And then they have that, like, that scene at the end when Spence looks up all sad and Jay gives him a nod. He's like, you little pussy, get over your friend, you puss. And then, I don't know, They go about their day.
I think it is, like, Jason's acting tough with Ray, but the reality is...
He's a safty.
That he totally relates to... I don't know. He feels bad for you.
I think he's big brother, and he's little brother.
Yes.
And I think Spence is definitely the puss, because Jay does the fucking in their sexual relationship.
In their brotherly relationship?
Brotherly relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So we go straight into a briefing, the first briefing of many.
Yeah. Would the mortgage be on a place like that?
The what?
Well, what do you think I'd get a mortgage for on a place like that right now? Ballpark.
Beardo killing it!
With Beardo's Do you think he maybe has like a secret stand-up like life at night? He does like rooms just like at midnight he drops in. He's like, hey man, can I do 5 minutes?
Garcelle's a comedian here, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know. He's probably. Got like, the thing is like his cracks are not actually funny.
Yeah, no one laughs. And also, like... No,
they're just, like, cringing. They're just, like, shut.
Bald guy is like, come on, man.
Yeah. So the bald guy is a captain from JSOC, which is the Joint Special Operation Command.
Very good.
Which is... So it's Navy, Army, whatever, all together.
Hmm.
Which... What movie was JSOC in? I feel like JSOC was...
It's all over the place.
Yeah. I definitely heard the acronym several times. In movies.
Mm-hmm.
So, Baldy's from JSOC.
Yeah, Bald, and so they bring in, like, commandos from different units. And is that where we're at? Or am I jumping ahead?
Yeah, well, kind of, yes.
Oh, yeah, new black guy comes in. And yeah, Ray's all like, what? But I'm the black guy.
But first they talk about how, like, they're going to do this operation inside of Saudi Arabia.
And Jason's all worried about going into a country they shouldn't be again.
Same Saudi Arabia. I'm sorry, that supplies more than half of the oil that we import from the Persian Gulf.
Oh, yeah, he does his little geopolitical spiel, and I thought he was, like out of character, like, trying to be, like, too intelligent.
And
I think he, like, yeah, he's very aware of, the sort of political situation.
Hey, Richard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you notice that there was, like, an entire phrase talking about the new replica? The dude's like, yeah, we just got the new replica finished 2 nights ago or something shit like that.
Yeah. They had so many models and so many, like, variations on the models in the pizza.
That was amazing.
And they kept blowing up that door and replacing that door over and over. It's just like, oh, my God.
How many giant metal doors do they have?
Yeah, they got a door guy. I'd like to see a spin-off show about the people who make the models and the kind of, like, corridors for them. Yeah. And their kind of, like, private lives. And they're, like, out at dinner. And all of a sudden they get, like, a beeper call. It's like, oh, they need another replica. And they gotta, like, make dinner.
Maybe it could be, like, a reality-type TV show about, like, model makers.
For commandos?
Yeah, like, model makers for commandos that are all
military model makers.
Like, get their model built by, or bought by the military.
That's a nice brain. I'd watch that show. I would TiVo that show, and I would, like, rewind parts of it.
Yeah.
So we do learn that this guy apparently is the biggest fish since Bin Laden.
Mm.
Yeah, they all, like, perk up when they hear about him. It's like, what? You got this guy? What?
Yeah. Mm. And Abu Hassan, that's his name. And never then heard of him. We meet Bo Fuller.
Yeah, yeah. Bo Fuller is the man.
I call him
the
black guy, throw up my nose. He is the man, and Jay's a piece of shit, and Jay is
he is a fucking major piece of shit this episode.
There's some weird things this episode,
Just consistently, I'm fully on like new black guy's side, and in the end, the show totally does it.
He sucks his dick.
So Bofuller,
he does suck his dick.
So Bofuller's a senior chief, and Jason is a master chief.
Yeah, only because white privilege.
Is master above senior?
I guess so. Like he's definitely like Ray talks about how Jay got ahead of him.
Yeah,
I think we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yes, we are. So they have.
Oh, and the general, the general's there, right?
Yeah.
And General Fuddy Duddy, like.
I don't think we've totally met them yet. No, I think that's the next briefing.
Yeah, it's in the training scene.
It's a cut. No, all of a sudden, like, they just appear because there's, a commercial
cut. They introduce him. I have it later.
Yeah, they introduce it later.
Right after New Black Guy.
No, there's a different scene after that. Okay, so first there's this scene where... It's not yet. So first there's this scene where Ray gives Jason a talking to about, why are you giving this guy such a hard time?
No. Okay, it's
give him a talk later.
Planning room one, and then commercial break, and then planning room two comes on.
You guys.
Yes, it is. No. And then all of a sudden the general's there, and the lady, I don't know.
She just keeps talking, and all the men just kind of roll their eyes and like, ugh, you again. We won't kill the Saudis.
I would like to hear more from General Fuddy Duddy personally.
Okay, but can I? Okay, this was a joke that Davis said to.
And that's Mary after the scene.
She said, it's before you meet the general. They were like, what is Jason's deal? Like, what is Jason and Bo? Why? What's their, like.
I think
that's scene five.
I'm not off. And. Davis says, how many black team leaders does it take to screw in a light bulb? And the punchline is, both of them.
You are ahead of, meeting the general.
No.
I think so.
No, because I have it written down later. His name is General Tisdale, and he's from
Central. Yeah, because parking lot scene happens, and we see Spencer in his civvies.
Yeah, Clay and his...
No, because first they have the meeting, and they announce that there's going to be refreshments served. And then
Refreshments!
Smile.
Yeah.
I'll have some refreshments brought down, if you'll please follow me.
Showtime.
Refreshments.
I hope they like the show.
As long as they leave some refreshments for the rest of us.
And that's his only, reaction in the whole, time he's standing there. And he's in charge of the whole thing, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposedly running the show, and Jay's just, doing all the
talking.
Is
he Chocolate Bar Guy?
New Black Guy's totally...
Chocolate
Bar. But that's when they're outside.
Right.
Okay. Well, maybe they, flash to him, but maybe they didn't introduce him.
No, they introduced him, and they were standing in the background, but Jay was definitely, hogging the floor, and New Black Guy later calls him out on it. He's just you're running your mouth. What we hate about Jay, that he's, taking over for Eric jumping command.
He says, buck for rank.
Yeah, totally, and he totally does that all the time. He's just always just, talking over top of Eric, who's a little bitch. Sorry, Eric. I know you like us on Instagram, but come on.
Okay. I guess I didn't see the general guy in the back room because they don't actually introduce him until later.
I think he was introduced, but just briefly.
Because they actually give his name later. But I guess so then, cut to Clay, who has to go tell Brian's parents that Brian is dead. And he's been given a story from Brian that his dad sells insurance and his mom is a librarian and they have a white picket fence and blah 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 blah, and their supervisor, the guy with the mustache, I don't know who he is, but he's their training guy. He says I don't know what he says, but he makes a comment that suggests that it's unusual for people to come from a background where both their parents are employed and they live in a house. I don't know. And it's just I don't know. People in the military don't have good home lives. That's what that scene implied to me.
I found all of the side story with the death notification to just be like really boring and
it was so boring,
kind of silly in a way, like their little investigation they're doing. And
yeah, I thought maybe that like Spence and like the boss are gonna like kind of have a bonding like road trip, and it's gonna be like a buddy thing, like that they're gonna like go and like get into hijinks, you know, like
death notification hijinks.
Yeah, and he would secure his position as tier one, like, you're a shoo-in now, kind of thing. But yeah, nothing much happened. I guess we find out that Brian's a big liar.
Yeah, I guess.
Not yet, though.
Right.
I don't think that was the message they were trying to...
That was definitely what I took away from it. But yeah, but most of the interesting stuff was, like, with their training stuff, and I enjoyed watching some of their training rounds.
Full-size replica.
Yep, the full-size replica, and that's when, like, they also mentioned the refreshments when we cut to, like, them starting their, like, run on the door. Like, there's, like, this, like, conversation just in the background, and someone's like, yeah, refreshments. Yeah.
There was lots of, like, great background comments, like, yeah, the refreshments, and then that part, and...
In general, Tisdale has, like, a coffee cup, like a Starbucks coffee cup in his hand, like, the whole time.
Yeah.
When he's talking about how he's looked it up and that, like,
kids... They love the Galaxy Bar!
Chocolate bar.
Oh, yeah. So they want each guy to carry 12 chocolate bars, right? And right there, Beardo's thinking, where am I going to put all my hard candy?
Yeah. He used that trick last episode. Beardo's, like, way ahead of you, buddy. Yeah. Like, I know this.
I love how much Jason's all about the kids. Like, wants to save every kid but his own, you know?
Oh, yeah, that was weird. Like, he definitely, like, throws down a new black guy and shames him for, like, trying to kill children. Just, like,
it is a bit later.
It's right there.
Yeah, it is.
And then, like, he just kind of, like, humiliates. And in the show, every last line goes to Jay. Just, like, stop being such a child murdering bitch.
Yeah.
Like,
uh-huh.
You just made me realize that this whole episode didn't have any of Jason or Ray's wife or kids or anything in it.
No, there wasn't.
Yes. I would think that Spencer's girlfriend would have been in there just because he's got
some armor. Oh, yeah, that's like a whole big thing, too. Yeah,
it was mostly like the mock.
Yeah.
Like maybe he could have a conversation on the phone with her about like his dead friend or something, you know? Something, but I guess not.
So, okay. Then we cut to the restaurant where Lucy...
How many of you were confused that this waitress named Lucy is also the owner, or she isn't the owner?
No, her name is Denise.
But it's called Lucy's Restaurant, and so they come in, they're asking for her, and the guy's like, it's called Lucy's Restaurant, and we have a waitress named Lucy, and her name's Denise, too.
Okay. You guys are confused. He came in asking for Lucy Denise. The name that Brian gave them was Lucy Denise. The restaurant is called Lucy's. The waitress's name is Denise.
She brought him up, essentially. I guess he was, like, hanging out.
And
there.
The guy said, oh, well, this is called Lucy's. And we
So her name isn't Lucy Denise.
Not Lucy Denise.
Lame.
She's worked there for 30 years, though.
Just that S-Vest was mentioned when they were planning S-Vest.
Do you know what that is?
It's a suicide vest, Margaret.
S-Vest.
S-Vest.
Well, they
mentioned it from
that.
Episode 1. Yeah. Right. There could be 6 guys with 6 S-Vests in that room, which, and I had this little joke written here, seemed like a bit of overkill.
Yelling at every single person as a suicide.
Six guys with suicide.
They just all blast them.
So is this when they're arguing about blasting through the door again?
That's right,
And then Angel gets his way.
Angel.
And he gives a little smirk.
Because the door doesn't blow down.
So the first time the door kind of blows down and they're all like, now we've just got this obstacle. And so you're supposed to not blow it up all the way and then it's not?
No, they were arguing about the inner door. The outer door just used too small of a charge up front and then
but
they were getting...
Every time they would like open the door, they would blast it and then they would do something to open it. It's fucking... I don't get this blasting.
I think that...
I don't get it.
I think that the... Bo's idea was to blast the whole door out, and Jason wanted to blast just the handle.
Like the lock, and so and they then, can open it later.
Yeah, and then have to push through, and like potentially there'll be people.
Definitely Jay is coming out on top in every situation.
Oh, yeah.
And he really shouldn't. No.
So then, yeah, they're back at the full-size replica. I liked how the bad guys in the replica were wearing, like, the keffiyehs, like, the scarves.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's...
So,
that's
after a while of them doing this, friends, I have a question for you guys. So, like, are they actually, like, using kind of, like, fake rounds to hit these guys? Or are they just flopping?
Oh, I learned this.
Probably airsoft?
Oh, they're not hit... Oh, they're not physically hitting those guys.
So they're just kind of standing there and then falling down?
I suspect they're using airsoft guns.
What about, like, rubber bullets?
No, it's not paintball. It's just little, like, plastic bullets. Kind of like rubber bullets, but they're tiny and they just don't... They hurt, but it's, like, stings.
We are on Instagram. If anyone who's listening to this wants to follow us...
Yeah, follow and like.
Talking_steals is our handle. But one of the, like... people, I don't know, I came across this Instagram account, and all those blue kind of end pieces to the guns and the blue handles, they're all part of these, like, I guess that they use them for real military training, and it's all like, I don't know, whatever it is.
It's like the blue magazine tape and the red magazine tape, but then you flip it upside down into the red, and then you're in Die Hard 2.
They're for these, like, training guns. They're for, totally like, movie. Guns that are, like, yeah, as totally realistic sweet. As possible.
Die
like,
Hards were great. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, and then 4 was a piece of shit.
And then there was a 5, wasn't it?
Probably. I stopped. I think maybe I watched 5. But, yeah, ugh. Great trilogy. You know, people talk about the Back to the Future trilogy, they talk about the Indiana Jones trilogy, the Die Hard trilogy.
You know, I don't think I've ever seen Die Hard.
None of them?
I've only seen the scene in, so is it a hotel or something? It's like Christmas time.
That's the best one.
And he's in like, I don't know.
He gets to walk in the glass?
Maybe there's, is he crawling through,
ducts?
Yeah, ducts.
Yeah, he's all over the place. Yeah.
See, I don't think I saw the whole movie, but I saw...
It's pretty good. Who's the bad guy? Like,
Hans,
he's a famous character.
Oh, the...
Han Solo?
The actor.
Oh, I don't remember.
We're too far off at this point. But if our viewers would like to text us the name of the actor who played the bad guy in Die Hard, we would love to know it. I don't know how else we could figure it out.
@talking_seal.
Who's the bad guy in Die Hard?
So the next scene is that Clay is going to Brian's childhood home.
Yeah.
And there's a lady who's very protective of abandoned house.
Yeah, right. Flip-flop lady is what I call her.
The shotgun's like, in the back.
Yeah.
Don't you move. Got my 20 gauge set straight at your spines. Pull this trigger, both of you crap in bags the rest of your lives.
Yeah, like, it wasn't even her house. Like, I can't imagine where someone is that protective of.
I don't know, just like good citizens.
Yeah, she obviously cared about the neighborhood.
Yeah, she should care more about herself.
Yeah. So then we go back to the full-size replica.
They're doing an infill.
Yeah.
Oh, they did say infill, didn't they? When did they say infill?
Oh, Bo Fuller said infill as soon as he got up there in the first scene of him.
Oh, yeah. And then new black guy.
That's
like,
Bo Fuller.
I call him new black guy. Because, like, the whole show, like, this whole episode is about, like, kind of, like, just, like, piggybacking off, like, some sort of, like, white privilege political discussions, kind of, like, really haphazard way.
Did you guys know that Beardo in the previous infill scene had another line that was, I'll show you what I got? You guys remember
that? Yeah, I remember hearing that. Yeah.
And then Jay, like, smacks him in the back of the head. And that goes into sort of the white privilege thing, because the Ray goes on about all you guys have to do is fucking crack wise and improvise and you get lauded for it. And they've been cracking wise all episodes.
Yeah, like, we can't, like, walk around with our shirts untucked or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
Yeah, and Jay is a vulgar piece of shit, and he should be fired. I don't understand how he's in command. He is definitely the worst out of the bunch.
He loves innocent children.
Like, as far as how he treats his, like...
Because children. It's because he's he good at his job, Dick.
Yeah, he figured out
well,
that...
Well, they're all good at their job. No one has really fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, but other people respect command, and they, like, treat each other with respect.
Because he was top of his team. He's, like, you know, all they don't care about that. They care about, like, you know, the most elite person.
I just got a feeling that Jay's really high in the clan, and that's how he got his job.
Yeah,
there was
probably.
So in this scene, there was this very, like, Jay and Bo are fighting. Jay's problem with Bo seems to be that he thinks that Bo gets innocent people killed.
Yeah.
Bo is too boring and
no, Jay seems, Jay's no, like, says, you like killing innocents, and then he even like walks away at the end of it. He's like, you kill fucking innocents, and then he walks away and then comes back.
And I thought that there was like, and then Bo's thing is like, yeah, but you're always improvising and getting
and so like
killed.
Bo is there the night Nate died, like, I think. And I think Bo knows that Jason chose to do something off the books. And that's what he's talking about in this little argument. And he's like, you got him killed, you piece of shit.
Well, I do... that is what Bo was talking about. But I thought there was some previous episode where they were both
and,
there where children died because of a decision.
Or just innocents died, yeah.
But
something happened, yeah.
But not, no, that didn't happen. It was just that the only history... there is no history other between the two of them other than that they went through training together.
Oh, I don't know. Supposedly there's history. Like, other characters alluded to them.
No, it's just that they went through training
together. Yes, yeah.
And, like, they didn't actually ever... they were never on mission together. It was just, like, Bo knew about Nate, and that's what his comment came from.
Do you guys know what he was talking about when he's like... yeah, you're the good idea fairy. You're a good idea fairy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
what the fuck? Like, and
what is
it?
Yeah. I thought that they had way more history than they actually.
Yeah, I think that they were on a mission. I think they were on the Nate mission together. Like, that's what I got. But I don't. Do they not say that in
something
the episode?
Maybe.
They only went through training together.
He alludes to Nate's shit.
Yeah, he. It was about the comment that Bo made was about the Nate getting Nate killed thing because he improvised.
I can't remember the details of this interaction, but in my notes, I just have, like, this is where I went fully on board with New Blackout, and I have fuck Jay written
down. Yeah.
Like, he is just like, ugh, shut up, Jason.
But then Ray then gives Jason
the lowdown, scolding.
Yeah, a bit of, like, an education.
But right before Ray does that, or even right before Good Idea Fairy, one of the things I noticed is that so they were running through this scenario, and they kept running through it, and they, like, ran out of time not even halfway through the first run.
Yeah.
And then they must have shaved off, like, minutes after that to get up to the blast door, and then, like, more minutes on the next run. Like they're supposed to be the best SEALs ever, and they're
It took them 14 minutes to run like 500 meters, essentially.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think it was? I think, like, earlier on there was still a lot of refreshments left over.
They're a little bit sleepy, sluggish, full bellies.
Well, I took it as it did go from daytime to nighttime. Like, they were then running in the dark, and they hit.
And then it was daytime again at the end. The last one was daytime.
Well,
they just went the whole fucking night.
No, I...
they gotta spend, like, a couple hours between each run to, like, set the door back up, right?
No, my impression was that they had gone through multiple runs, and they didn't show it.
No, I'm saying they went through multiple runs. It just, they should have been a way better team, and, like, they shouldn't have been able to shave that much time off.
Yeah, the variation was like 50%.
Yeah.
Like, they should, like, they've blown doors open before.
Yeah.
They know exactly the steel. They know what they should do.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, they could probably shave down like a minute.
Yeah. I was like, a minute seems reasonable.
But it seems like, 7 minutes. Anyway.
50% of the time, they weren't hitting it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one thing that came up was, so Ray and Jason are talking, and Ray is like, maybe you should see a therapist. Mm-hmm. And I was just reminded that Jason, the first episode, they made it out like he was going to wipe his hands on his pants.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. We forgot about
but that. But you want to know some crazy shit that I've been thinking about all of this right now? Well, so they're like, Jason's like, I'm not going to do therapy and whatnot. And the first episode, we see Jason in therapy, and the therapist mentions like, hey, you're under investigation and I just want to know everything that happened or something along those lines.
What?
And I think that some shit goes down between this Fuller dude where Jason gets exposed for killing Nate. And then he has to go to this the therapist, and that shit's in the future, and that's why we haven't seen the therapist back in.
No, I think it's something that they're abandoning.
Oh no, no.
Yeah.
Is that the therapist? Because I think that you are, if one of your close team members dies in combat, you have to go
for
there.
Review. Yeah,
it's like you don't have a choice.
Fits for service,
and that's why he was there, and that's why she had clearance, was because she is the like official therapist of the SEALs.
But okay, so let's keep going with this because we're gonna. So what's going on?
Kabul friends.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, who looks kind of like George Clooney a bit.
I felt like he was I felt like I recognized him, but I wasn't sure who.
And this sequence has my favorite shot and moment, not just in this episode, but probably in the whole series.
The sweaty guy.
And I think you guys...
The fucking sweaty guy was so good.
When Jane looks at the sweaty guy, like... The sweaty man.
Yes.
And you know that, like, when he showed up for his next briefing, like, he was just probably rambling for the first 2 minutes, like, the sweaty man, you know, his sweat pouring off his face. And you know, like, Jay, calm down. You have to take a few breaths.
They were talking about, like, serious stuff. Like they're talking about like Nate's dead wife's pension or whatever, and then it just cuts to this ridiculous image.
That sweaty guy was like so great. He had his eyes bugging out, and like I thought he was gonna be far more significant.
Yeah,
I thought he was an officer spying on them. Yeah,
officer or something. Yeah,
yeah. Nope, just sweaty.
Just air conditioning.
The sweaty guy.
So their story is that this German design team...
The fucking Germans don't know about air conditioning in the desert, idiots.
The reason was that they didn't know it was going to be in Saudi Arabia. But, okay, I guess my geography isn't good. Where's Yemen? Isn't it all...
South?
It's all hot.
It's hot in Yemen, too, isn't it?
Hotter, probably.
Yeah, like... And it was a guy from Yemen who commissioned it. So what the fuck?
So what they're saying is that Yemeni commissioners are incompetent?
Yeah, definitely. It's not... Yeah.
Like, all they'd have to say is like, oh, and the building will need air conditioning. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't buildings have air conditioning?
But they couldn't say, like, what type of climate is it going
to...
Like,
or maybe it was designed to have the air conditioning ducts on the side, and because they had to build it into the cliff. She did talk about, like, they didn't know that it was going to be in this particular location, and it'd be a cliff there or some shit.
No, they designed it to be underground all the entire time.
I guess, but if they have the, like, doors up front like that, why are they digging these giant, massive... tunnels to get air conditioning down there. Just put them up, like up front. I guess I don't know the details of security.
You don't know about German engineering.
I don't know.
I don't.
I think if you were told you're building, you have to have air exchange no matter. They were always building this thing underground. And there's no way they would build it without air conditioning. Like, we are in a cold climate here, and people build any sort of commercial building with air conditioning.
Oh yeah, we're going into like the planning scene with the like air conditioning, and something happened earlier in the first planning scene. They're going over the model, and there's this one
figurine
that's kind of sitting in a room, And it's just like they glaze over, and I'm just like, what about
and
the
and she's like pointing like directly at this little soldier in there.
Yeah, but what it was, that is the figurine that Jay places in this scene now when they come in through the ducts. And I guess they must have shot it in reverse order, because he places that figurine in that room. I'm just like, oh, that's what the figurine is. Oh. The figurine is Jay.
What?
Yeah, so like the first planning sequence must have been shot right after they just shot this last planning sequence, because Jay puts the figurine, which is done
or that B-roll was room. Just from there.
Something, yeah, but that was the figurine, and otherwise it made no sense. I thought that was maybe the hostage at first, but no, it was just some
figurine. Yeah, I made a note about the figurine, too, in the first scene.
I didn't notice the figurine.
Jay again. He's always fucking shit up.
Yeah, man. Like, so Fuller like totally just bows down to Jay in this scene, and then Jay says, "Yeah, we'll give it a shot." Wow, like what a fucking dick.
He pantomimes him. Yeah, what a fucking piece of shit,
but
right?
Also, I think that
I have piece of shit written in my notes here.
My take on it, what I think we're supposed to get is that Jason and Bo agree to.
No. Bo like fucking bows down to the master is what happens.
He does. And then he sucks Jay's dick, and then Jay pantomimes him. And
I think because of the talking to that Ray gave Jay.
Because Jason doesn't apologize or anything to Bo at all.
You know what, I'm not apologizing to that jackass if that's what you want me to do.
Oh, what, Jason Hayes apologize? Perish the thought.
Yeah, perish the thought.
He doesn't talk to him.
Yeah. Angel,
like, they're just in the thing. Jay comes up, talks a bunch, and then Bo's like, yes, Jay, I think you are right, and I think we can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then instead of being humble in any way whatsoever, Jay shits in the guy's mouth. Like, the guy, like, first of all, is not wrong, but he's got, like, the team effort in mind to go up to Jay, and even though Jay's a vulgar piece of shit, he's going to be nice and he's going to try and make the mission work. And he says things he doesn't mean to him. And then Jay shits in his mouth because that's the kind of person that he is.
Jay sucks.
Yep.
I took it as that they're agreeing together to, like, put it behind them.
I think the new black guy agreed, and then Jay took advantage of it just because of his ego. And then, it was put behind them. But not because of anything that Jay did.
So then we go to the foster home, which the foster guy dude was awful.
Yeah.
But why was he awful? Was he awful?
He was just a bad actor.
Oh, okay.
Right. It was just like, and here's, like, our great foster home. And they go for this, like, tour, and it's just like,
They made a lot of lines a reader, like, they did was talk about how much he fucking read.
Yeah, but did you guys see the, like, amazing chair in the library?
Oh,
they
have,
like, a $3,000 chair in the library.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was $3,000, but it was, like, vintage for sure.
It was, like, really high-end chair.
It was a nice vintage chair that maybe, if it's lasted that long, it's, like, a better quality chair. It wasn't splitting or anything like that.
In my notes, I said probably worth $2,000.
If you were to sell it now for the right buyer, you maybe could get that. And then we discover that Brian has read Clay's dad's book.
Yes, Brian left it for the kids.
Although, I don't think that Brian was a child when Clay's dad's book came out, so that doesn't
Well, he was a teenager. He was a surly teenager in the orphanage. Which is something I don't believe.
They said he was surly.
Yeah, surly
teenager. And everyone said he was really nice, but I think the guy who said surly teenager was just mentioning that people don't want to adopt teenagers.
Yeah, he wasn't talking about Brian.
I thought he was kind of talking about Brian indirectly.
No, he was just talking about Foster.
Yeah, everyone said that Brian was the nicest dude ever.
Surly teenager.
No.
Which I don't believe about Brian.
Certainly not Brian.
He was the best.
Yeah, Brian had... He was like, is that what it takes to have, like, you have to put them through, like, they have to have dead parents and go through the foster system to have, like, empathetic people?
Yeah, but he's a fucking liar.
Okay.
He is a fucking liar. He is,
He has shame, I guess.
He's ashamed of his own. Which means that he looks down upon all those kids that are there. you know, just trying to make their lives
better. No, or maybe he doesn't want pity.
Well, he obviously sees there's something wrong with his position.
I think that he thinks other people would think that.
Which means that he thinks it.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's like, I could see just saying, like, this is my life, and I don't want people
to... I was fully Team Brian until all these lies came to the forefront, yeah.
I
think it's fucked up that he lied, for sure. And like, it seems almost like just a scammy plot point to create the episode. Like, what?
Yeah.
Did Brian really lie, or did they just fucking writers put it in there to make him look bad?
You guys are taking these things completely the opposite from me.
But why is this in there? Like, okay, so first of all, there's going to be a road trip between Spencer and his boss, so maybe something will happen there. Nothing happens there. Then you find out that Brian lied about his family life. Maybe something happens there, but nothing. It doesn't really matter.
You do learn more about Spencer's upbringing, like, later on.
Yeah, just, like, briefly, yeah.
Like, that he didn't...
It was a good time to talk.
So do you think he's lying about that, and he actually had, like, really good parents?
Well, we know he didn't, because his dad wrote a book about it. But I think my thing was that I took away not that Brian was a liar, but that he had a really rough childhood. He didn't want anyone to know, and he didn't want anyone to pity him.
I think he just made up that fantasy for himself, like, to be the normal kid he always wanted to be. That's like some lame shit. But how did Brian's dad die? Pop quiz for the SEALs.
He was stabbed in the chest.
Stabbed.
Where?
In the chest.
At a convenience mart?
Or strip club. He got stabbed, knife to the chest outside a strip club. What a fucking way to go.
I mean, I think a lot of stabbings happen outside of bars.
Especially ones where people take their clothes off. So then we get an extensive tactical crawling sequence.
Oh, yeah.
Like little baby crawling. Like they look like little...
They're going so fast.
Very long.
Butt shot.
The butt shot, yeah.
And the dog being lowered.
Yeah, cute dog shit. So much cute dog shit. Yes.
It seemed really anxious. Like you guys remember, like, recently there was, like, a dog movie where it came to light that when they were filming the water sequence, they were throwing this German Shepherd. That's what kind of this seemed to me like. It's like, just put it in the fucking cradle and lower the fucking dog. Okay. Is what Jay's saying.
That dog has its That dog has its own Instagram.
Oh,
the hair missile.
Yeah,
he was just excited and wiggling, like, you know, when you hold a dog above the ground, they all go like, woof, woof, woof.
It seemed uncomfortable to me.
They only filmed that scene once.
Awkward. Even
though, like, in theory, they did that run.
And wasn't the dog thing with the water, that whole movie, wasn't that proven to be false?
No. It was like, there's no way it could be false. Yeah, it was pretty, like, egregious.
The video. No, the video was, like, taken out of context.
Yeah, it wasn't false. It was, it was looked into or something, and there was no wrongdoing. The animal was fine.
Well, maybe technically no wrongdoing, but that dog is distressed.
Context.
That dog was just like, I do not want to go in that fucking water. Don't make me go in that water. No, no, no. They're going in the water.
And that video was released by people who were on set who were, like, not okay with what was going on. And they filmed it.
Bunch of losers.
And they were like, this was fucked up.
Yeah, dog belongs in the water, obviously.
Yeah, like, it's a working dog, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, put the,
like,
fucking
whatever.
Working dog in the fucking
but
water.
Like, that's what some of the stuff that came out after was, but it was just, like, the whole movie was about how amazing... It was 100% about dogs, so don't treat them like shit. Like,
yeah, it was contrary to, like, the kind of, like, narrative of the story and the kind of, like,
and apparently it wasn't even that. Like, they could have just cut it. They could have just cut it. Whatever. Okay, so... one thing that I was thinking about was... Up until this point, and we were pretty far into the episode, it was like they still haven't gone on mission. It's all been training sequences. Mm-hmm. And how, like, much cheaper it must be for them to film in, like, these sort of container type of sets. rather than actually filming. They're not obviously not ever going overseas or anything, but like then to film something that looks realistic, it must be so much cheaper to do an episode like this.
Right. In the little office space.
Just filming like, yeah, like they're just.
Hallway 3, office space 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think their budget was
cage room 4.
I don't see the budget being very high for the show at all.
No, it can't be that big.
Like, most of this stuff is probably just shot in California.
Oh,
in the hills.
All shot in California.
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, all their, like, goat herding scenes and stuff, it's all in California. Yeah. Like, everything is. Okay, so then they go to the diner.
So there's something about rural Virginia. There's, like, a line I have here that someone mentioned.
That's
rural.
Where Brian died.
Right. Oh, yeah, so they mentioned to the lady that he died in rural Virginia. And is that better than dying in metropolitan Virginia?
No, it's just understood that it was a military training.
Is that what that rural Virginia means?
Yes.
How's that?
Because Virginia is like, it's where all that shit happens. Like
rural?
Yeah.
What does rural mean to you?
Rural means in the boonies, not close to a city.
Yeah, but why is that relevant?
I think it just gives them some idea of what happened.
Like it's a descriptor. If he died in overseas, they would have said that. You know, it's just...
Yeah.
Yeah, but why not just in Virginia?
I think it gives a bit more information.
Yeah, but what is that information telling her?
It tells her that he died in
military...
That
he wasn't hit by a bus.
Huh?
That he wasn't hit by a bus.
It tells her that it was military shit.
Like training shit.
I don't know. Did they say a training mission? Did they just? Did they not say a training mission or something?
No, they didn't. But they're obviously military themselves, and they identify themselves as being in the Navy. And then you say
they could have definitely said on training.
No, they're not allowed to.
Why not?
I don't know whatever the rules are, but my impression was that they weren't allowed to.
I thought it was a dumb line.
They're allowed to say that they're from the Navy, and then by saying that it was in rural Virginia, it tells her that it was on a military training.
So
what's the dog's name again? Sorry?
Tia the hair missile.
Okay. She's really fast, and let's stop talking about that and talk about the scene where the dog runs really fast into the plane.
Okay. Go.
Well, that's the scene where the mission gets called off, and the SEALs are going to go to the strippers.
Is that what they're saying? What was the code?
They call like a bird.
Yeah, the bird something. They do bird call.
And then Beardo says, this is his non-PC thing, it's Indian. Well... Native American when referring to like their bird call that they're doing.
Okay, and also, but like right before that, Jay just has to be a piece of shit one last time before the episode is over, and like him and new black guy are standing there talking with Eric, and the mission's called off, and new black guy's like, oh, I guess maybe they must have been spooked off, and then Jay just has to get the last word and be like, yeah, or they weren't there in the first place, and then like. Kind of just like, yeah, okay, maybe that. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
I think that. Yeah, so I thought they were going to maybe have like a breakthrough moment then.
No, Jay had to just shit in his mouth again.
I thought that they had come to terms with each other and were getting along just fine there.
No, what could have happened there is a new black guy could have said, yeah, they were spooked off, and Jay could have been like, yeah, maybe. But no, he has to be like, no! Like, maybe they weren't even there in the first place, new black guy.
I think that there is something weird, like, how the op was called off. It was, like, just all of a sudden. Well, and kind of almost like,
I guess that.
Hush, hush, like, oh, Eric, go tell them the op's called off.
Because it's Saudi.
See you later.
Yeah, sure.
And because the episode was over, they couldn't fucking run the op, and they're not going to do it to be continued.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, but they could have. No, they totally could have done the op the next episode and have it like have a problem. You know, do some more planning scenes.
This whole episode was about Jay rising above white privilege and showing that it doesn't exist. And that he's just right.
Oh.
That's kind of like what this whole thing was about.
No.
Yeah, just Jay shutting down this, like, kind of, like, uppity black
guy. Because in the end, they just made Jay, like, yeah, he's right, see? And then he's not going to pay any respect to this black guy because he doesn't need to.
No, he definitely hasn't been, like, wrong ever.
And Ray gets a moment where he gets to tell Jay that, like, you know, like, you're right, but, you know, you don't have to be such a big dick about it, but you're right. But you're right. And then, like, Jay's like, yo.
Oh, shit. And, okay, at the end of that scene, you remember that Jay throws something? So yeah, I think that's the challenge coin, the same coin that he gave that kid. Remember when he gave that kid in the hospital? And I think that coin has something to do with the mission they were on when Nate died. So I think they got the coin from that mission. And that's where, like, oh man, my future predictions are going to be spot on.
Yeah, what
it is that the therapist is in the future. Jay fucked up.
No.
All that.
No.
And
Jay fucked up, seat of the pants, got Nate killed. There's going to be an investigation into it. Jay's going to have to go to the therapist to, like, talk his way through it because they're going to know that he killed Nate and they're going to know it's on his conscience, but he's not going to be kicked out of the military for it.
Because Jay, like, deviated from the mission and did a little child raping for, like, 10 minutes and they're like, are you on position?
But there are little boys everywhere.
All right, Richard, what do you think?
I'm starting to think that Adam's theory actually is all right, because, like, when Ray says to him, like, hey, you should maybe, like, go talk to somebody, and Jay's like, what, like a therapist or something? Like, what, like, I'm not going to do that. And so he's not really, like, saying that he has already, unless he's, like, ashamed of it, but...
Well, everyone knows that they had to do the first one. Everyone had to.
Did they?
Yeah, everyone has to.
Well, did they acknowledge that in the show, or are you just assuming that?
Margaret's just speculating.
Speculating, okay.
We all know that Jay had to do it. That wasn't speculation. It was like in the first episode.
Yeah, it doesn't mean everyone else did.
Well, he's
not. And I think the first episode was a scene from the future.
Yeah. Possible. I don't know. Like,
I don't think
but then we get the last scene of this episode, which was pretty
Jason
fun.
Being racist with the sugar cube.
He was just like, "What are you fucking doing in trash can?" did you hear that one? Trash can.
You gotta use sugar to make your tea taste good, don't you? Fucking trash use.
Trash canistan.
But she totally put
him in his
place.
What are you, like,
Oscar
the Grouch from Trash Canistan?
Don't you think she put him in his place? She was like, well, that's how my family does it, but it's not how everyone does it. Doesn't your family drink tea differently than other people in America?
No, pretty much everyone drinks the tea the same way in North America, actually.
You put the sugar in the tea. You don't put it in your mouth.
Yeah, you don't put the sugar in your mouth.
But, like, a lot of people don't have sugar in their tea. A lot of people don't have milk.
Yeah, but people that have sugar in their tea have sugar in their tea a certain way.
No.
Because you know how I put sugar in my tea? I put most of the tea in the cup, and then I take sugar into a spoon, and then I take a little bit of tea in a different cup, and I slowly drizzle the tea from the smaller cup over the sugar, so it, like, flows over the spoon down to my cup. It takes about 15 minutes.
That's quite nice.
Just how my family does it.
Yeah.
Is that how all Polish people have their
tea?
And I thought it was like, I thought the whole scene was really contrived.
No, because some people only do tea bags, some people do loose tea. I do, like, no sugar in my tea ever.
And she knows what, she's setting them up the whole time for that exact reaction. Like, what? Like, some rando comes in and she, like, tells him, like, her, like, secret sugar thing for some reason.
That's, like, a lot of sugar, though. Yeah. To have, like,
I kind
of want to
try
sugar.
It.
Yeah.
We went to this restaurant here where, like, they just had all these sugar cube bowls on every single table. Had an uncovered sugar cube bowl. And I was like, this is disgusting.
I wonder if Jay's ever going to tell her that he's been secretly photographing her.